This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Joining us, ladies and gentlemen, we're into the second hour, broadcasting worldwide. First Amendment constitutional lawyer Mark Rondazza joins us. He's also one of my great lawyers. And Larry Klayman is popping in, constitutional lawyer, one of the few lawyers, the only lawyer to beat the NSA in court. We're batting down the hatches here, almost having 3 o'clock here. And then we've got Tyler Nixon, constitutional lawyer, and somebody that actually grew up with Biden's kids, lived next door to him, to get into Biden's statements about how are the dregs of society? We support Trump and just some of the mafia tactics they engage in up there in the northeastern corner of the U.S. And then we also are going to be having, of course, Gavin McGinnis of CRTV joining us, Owen Schroyer, and a lot more. We're going to break in a few minutes. Some stations don't carry this first five. I like to do it because some do want to carry it. I didn't call you like CNN would do, who you also report for. Do some work for, and say, what's your view before I got you on? I respect you. You're a smart guy, and I know a lot of times you say this Me Too movement can be a fraud, but you also sometimes are on the other side of it. So I wanted to get your take on Christine Blasey Ford, this admitted Democratic Party minion and operative who's now, in my view, crawled out from under a rock with this info, right when she hears his name. They sit on it for 6 weeks. Turns out she expunged all of her social media. I think that's very suspicious. But when we talked during the break, your view is, hey, about to be on the Supreme Court, you know, why not hear from her?
That's how I look at it. I mean, I had a different view when this was an anonymous note that nobody was coming forward and putting their name to. But now that she's put her name to it, she said she's willing to testify. I don't see any harm in at least hearing from her. She should at least have that, you know, that's enough credibility to me to say that it's worth hearing from her. Now, during those hearings, she should be subject to cross-examination. People should ask her questions that would either show her to be credible or not. But look, we're putting a guy on the Supreme Court. I mean, I find it to be a little bit strange that this comes out 36 years later, not when he was nominated to the D.C. Circuit, not any time before that, but Those are issues that go to her credibility while at the hearing. So I agree with the people on the left who are saying this is at least worth investigating to know who we're putting on the court.
Well, I love the point that she says they're stumbling drunk, and then she never tells anybody about this to this point. That's something. You're a minor. You're stumbling drunk. Even if it's true, people do stupid things. And so there's a statute of limitations for a reason. It's not like there's some long train of abuses by Kavanaugh. He's got 65 women saying he was nothing but a gentleman. Why don't they get hurt? Why don't, you know what? How about they all get hurt and then she gets hurt too?
Well, I mean, as far as if you're trying to evaluate the credibility of a witness, you know, if I could, you know, you can go out and assault one person and then I can get every single other woman on the planet that he didn't assault who says he seems perfectly nice to me. I think in this situation, it is worth hearing from her. I want to know because if he's not telling the truth, you know, let's just look at this guy objectively. When I looked at him, you know, I only evaluate judges as far as how I think they're going to rule on First Amendment issues. I looked at him and thought this guy's probably going to be good for the First Amendment. But you also want a judge who is going to respect the rule of law. And if he's lied under oath, you know, he's kind of in checkmate here because either she's telling the truth or he's telling the truth right now. He doesn't have any wiggle room. He has categorically denied this happened. So let's put this out there because I also don't want to have, if he goes on the court, do you really want to have him have this cloud of there was an accusation and nobody?
No, I understand. Just like Anita Hill blew up in her own face. I mean, I see your point. My issue is you've been behind the scenes with me. I've experienced the New York Times and Washington Post and law firms literally going around paying people to lie about me. And so I personally have experienced people saying I'm wearing Nazi tennis shoes, you know, and I'm running around the office with my ding-dong hanging out. So, you know, when you've been exposed to something, is it true? You get a little bit...
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is Monday, the 17th day already of September 2018, only 50 days out from the most historic election in world history. And I respect Mark Randazzo, constitutional lawyer. He's also been involved in some lawsuits, you know, against the Wynn Group, all that. So he's on the Democrat and Republican side. You know, he's just somebody that, you know, basically takes cases as they come. So I thought, get him on, get Larry Klayman on, get Tyler Nixon, all lawyers I respect. Don't call them beforehand and ask their opinion. Get them on to get it raw on air. Since we just got joined by a bunch of stations, let me give you my view. Stories were up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Kavanaugh accuser is an anti-Trump leftist who attended women's marches, donated DNC, Hillary, produced pussy hats, you know, did all this. Her students say she's really mean, very vindictive. We've got their comments going back years that she was just a piece of work. 65 women defend Kavanaugh as a good person amid allegations. She says he was 17. She was 15. They're at a house party. Her words, falling down drunk. I have her in the Washington Post, the original article. Falling down drunk. Stumbling drunk's the word. And that he fell on her on a bed and they rolled around. She says, I thought I was going to die. That's been added. And they're calling it sexual assault. So even if this happened, they're minors, they're drunk. 36 years later, that's why you have a statute of limitations. My issue with this is that you got the Democrats saying, we're not going to confirm Kavanaugh no matter what he does. Now, Randazzo had first looked at him and seen some of his quotes and didn't like him. Then looked deeper, said, no, the guy's pro-First Amendment. My issue is, and I'm predicting, because I don't know how they run these databases. They contacted almost everyone I know in college or high school. The New York Times, Washington Post. They had databases. They went through school annuals. And they finally found people, at least that had worked in and around me, to make stuff up for cash money. So maybe a little prejudice when you haven't done the things they're saying, and they've got a hit piece out against you, and a paid-for vendetta by George Soros, literally, that you don't buy this. But why'd she wait till a week before the confirmation vote? Why did she expunge her social media? I think Randazzo's point will be, well, hear it out. It'll make for great TV anyways, and these are the points you raised. But how do we ask her in the committee? Were you contacted by Democrats because you were found in a database to have been in the same town as him and near the same age? You know, because I guarantee you, because I know this is going on, just like Republicans could find 65 women that knew him. This is a dragnet effect. So that's what I'm pointing out. That's why we have statutes of limitation. Mark Randazzo, Randazzo Group, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I mean, look, why is she coming forward today, 36 years later? I mean, look, there are people who may have sexual assault issues who just decide it's not worth coming forward at the time. It's not worth it years later. It would have seemed maybe worth it for her to come forward when he got nominated to the D.C. circuit. But, you know, perhaps she I mean, let's just take this from the perspective that she's telling the truth. Just whatever you believe, take it from that perspective, just for the sake of argument. If she's telling the truth, I could see her not wanting to bother come forward until something so momentous as he's going to be on the Supreme Court, and you know what, maybe it's time for me to set aside my own personal...
But she's a Hillary-worshipping, pussy-hat-wearing, anti-Trump zealot, so that gives her a real motive to lie.
That does, you know, that is something that if there's a hearing, and this is subject to a hearing, she's subject to some cross-examination, because she has said she'll testify now, from what I've read. Those are questions I think people ought to ask her. Yeah, I mean, would it be much more credible if she was a volunteer on the Trump campaign? It would be. You know, there are many circumstantial motivations here that you could attribute to why she's coming forward now in this way in a story that sounds to me to be completely unverifiable, except for the fact that, hey, there was another guy there, she's saying. So maybe this guy comes forward and says something that tips the scales. You know, so I just think, from my perspective, I like to see the process play out. This is probably on the very, very far edge of what I would say is worth having hearings on. But before we put somebody, you know, Brett Kavanaugh is a young man. He's going to be on that court for the rest of his life. And I think this is at least worth exploring.
Well, I'll just say this. When I was 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, I've had women plenty of times grab me and throw me on a bed and jump on top of me. I mean, Mark, have you not had women throw you on a bed and jump on top of you?
Right. Look, I don't
Were
know.
You sexually? Well, let's be honest. I mean, we see women jumping on top Elvis on stage, and they're calling this rape. They're calling it sexual assault. Even in her statement, they're falling down drunk. He rolls around on top of her. Now she thought she was going to die. Even if it's true, it's just the timing of this. The Democrats said they were never going to let him get in, and then magically they sit on it for 6 weeks and then release it right beforehand.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't be surprised if they waited to have this timing, you know, be politically expedient for them at a good time to delay the hearing. But, hey, that's politics.
Have you had women grab you and throw you on a bed and jump on top of you?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, yes, and I enjoyed it. But, you know, that's a little – I think it's different, Alex.
No, I agree, but the leftists say it's not. But in animal rituals, if the female rushes the male – he'll just kind of run away if he doesn't like it. But if it's the other way around, all I'm saying is I'm not a guy that's ever forced sex on anybody. And I understand that some guys are into this and I want to break their nose. Kavanaugh, just like Bill Maher instinctively said, the guy, I don't believe he was ever at a party. A lot of these women say Kavanaugh doesn't even drink. People that knew him in high school said he was an egghead bookworm. And now he's at parties jumping on top women. And then, and the witnesses she say were there go, this never even happened.
Look, this may be completely made up. It may be completely factual. I want to see her on the stand being cross-examined by, you know, the best in the Senate that wants to defend Kavanaugh's reputation, the best in the Senate that wants to tear it down. That's what confronting your accuser is about. You know, there's no prosecution here. Yes, it's past the statute of limitations, but you know, if this is something that he did, even when he was 16 years old, I mean, I could see them figuring out, yeah, he did it, and, you know, it being 30-something years ago, he didn't even remember it, so he wasn't lying. And then people still saying, all right, he's a different guy now. He
no, I hear you. You're saying now they brought it out. If he doesn't meet it head on, it becomes who he is, his legacy, his destiny, instead of like Clarence Thomas meeting it head on.
Yeah, I mean, look, Clarence Thomas did meet it head on, right? And in those hearings, it was...
But he at least worked with her, and it was 10 years before. I mean, if they went back 35 years with me, I never threw women on beds, but, I mean, I people could definitely take stories I was involved in and spin them into something.
Sure they could. And I'm sure if we go back far enough and say, you know, there was a night that you were completely wasted, I could make something up that you did, and you could say, well, I don't remember that because I was wasted. I mean,
I remember a few times in high school, I was pretty much reformed by college, waking up in the morning face down in a hallway. So.
Oh, yeah, look. Hey, I have had my nights where there has been the only reason I know what happened the night before is because somebody saw it and said, what the hell were you thinking? You know, I've not been an angel. But this situation, we've got a Supreme Court justice. I'm at least comfortable saying, let's let this play out. I'm skeptical, you know, because there are, you know, she does have many, many motivations.
No, I think that's very judicious and fair enough. Here's my gut level. They've contacted with databases the Democrats have and the big media, corporate media, everybody. And they've got other women that want to stop Trump, wound up and ready. I believe this is all scripted, wound up, and I think it's whether it happened or not or something, or there was a drunk guy, she thinks it's Kavanaugh. Whatever happened, this is political, it's wound up, and I believe they're going to start dropping dominoes, and then every other nominee Trump has, women are going to come out and say that, you know, that aliens abducted him and Trump was on the spaceship and had a big probe and...
It, you know, it does seem to be, you know, it, look, it's classic Democrat playbook, but that doesn't mean she's lying. But it also doesn't mean she's telling the truth. The process is going to have to, I think we're making a bad decision if she doesn't at least get called up to testify.
Listen, they better not treat her with kid gloves. I want to know if the Democrats contact her. I want to see the information. There's not time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
So it's the classic Democratic Party playbook. And a week before his confirmation vote, Brett Kavanaugh has this lady who 36 years ago says they were both, what was the exact quote, stumbling drunk, she alleges, and that he fell on her for 10 seconds and she thought she would die. And then, if you expand on that, she said that she named a man who she said was there, was a teenager, that he basically jumped on top of them to stop it. I don't know how that does that. But now that individual's quoted saying that never happened, none of this happened. So all I'm saying is maybe she has false memories, maybe it was somebody else at the event. We know women never, especially Democratic women, never accuse men of any sexual things that they haven't done, even though it's happened directly to me 110%. So going back to Mark Randazzo, I mean, I understand erring on the judicious side, but isn't that why we have a statute of limitations? This is 36 years ago, and then you even got Sean Penn. You've even got Anthony Robbins, who's a Democrat. You've even got Bill Maher saying, this stinks to high heaven. Why do you think they're saying that?
Statutes of limitations only apply to criminal prosecution. Now, it doesn't apply to the court of public opinion, doesn't apply to nominations for the Supreme Court. We can go back to, when the guy was 8, if we want to, look at his character back then.
I'm going to say it. Brett Kavanaugh raped me.
Yeah, look, the Senate, please be careful. I don't want to defend you in another case.
It's a joke. I don't think Brett Kavanaugh really, it's called, that's the left suing everybody for free speech.
Right, but look.
Brett Kavanaugh is going to sue me now? That's clearly a joke.
There are any numbers of possibilities here, okay, for this story. Yes, there are things that make me suspicious of this story. There are other things I got to ask myself, why would she come up with this? Why would she subject herself to this? And say there's a third guy there, why not just, if you're going to make up a story with no witnesses, right? But now this guy, this third party that was supposedly there says it didn't happen. And there's a lot of unanswered questions here, and I just think that you can't shove a candidate down the American people's throat with a purely partisan vote and not take this thing seriously. At least half of the people in the country, if not more, are going to want to know what the decision is here. And hell, they might figure out, yes, it happened. And it's not made up, but it doesn't matter. That might be a decision that we come to. But when the Senate makes this decision, the Senate has to have, the president picks the nominee, then has the advice and consent of the Senate. I want a fully informed Senate. Now, I do not want to see every single candidate have people go back and say, did they cheat in show me yours, show you mine in kindergarten? But this is a realist, at least a serious accusation. Even if it's so old that it would never support any kind of a prosecution or a lawsuit, it's worth listening to her.
Well, expanding on this, do you gut level think now there'll be the bandwagon effect and more women will come out? Because we know that in any big case, you get crazies, whether the case is real or not, or imagined, that start jumping on the bandwagon.
I mean, that's been how politics has been for decades, that anybody, you try to dig up anything you can find on anyone as far back as you can go. I mean, it is somewhat telling to me if let's just presume this happened exactly the way she says it happened. If that's the last time Brett Kavanaugh did anything worthy of being accused, worthy of being grilled on. Good God, my problem with him is he's too squeaky clean. I want somebody with a little grit on the court for once.
No, I hear you. Well, it'll certainly make for high ratings on the radio to cover, you know, next week if she's in there in hearings. Do you agree with Senator Graham that if they're going to do this, they need to have a hearings immediately and not just let this drag out?
Yeah, let's hear it now. Let's call her. She's said through her lawyer that she's willing to testify.
And should they put Kavanaugh and her together sitting at two different desks? Because I think Kavanaugh should be able to face his accuser. I'm so sick of how they have hearings about me and lie about what I've said in Congress that I can't even be in the hearing.
I think that'd be great. But, you know, what are they all doing today? They can take a day off from running around trying to grub campaign contributions and have a hearing. So let's do it.
Good. Let's do it then. Let's raise this. California professor, writer of Confidential, Brett Kavanaugh letter, speaks out about her allegation of sexual assault. And they're saying because her husband recalls 2012, where they were in couples therapy, they did not say the name of the person, but said that someone had jumped on top of her when she was a teenager at a party. So, wow. I mean, this is just, wow. Didn't name the name, but boy, now that's the total proof. Told a psychologist, but I guess that's not in the psychologist's notes, so now it's just the husband.
Well, you know, again, maybe it's true. But
how good a witness, don't most courts disregard a spouse's testimony compared to other testimony?
Look, if this was in court, it would be over before it started. Or there'd be like the laws of physics would have to bend for this thing to go forward anywhere. But that's not what this is. You know, the Senate can make it. Senators can vote based on whatever they want. And, you know, I'm more interested to know if Kavanaugh was lying or not than as to whether it happened. If Kavanaugh had said, you know, and he might not remember it. It may have happened exactly the way she says, and he doesn't remember it because it's from so long ago or he was so drunk or whatnot. But, you know, I would like to see this played out because if he was lying while under oath, you know,
yeah, but how does she prove that? The friend that was there is trying to talk to the news saying she's quoted me. None of this even happened. So here his Kavanaugh classmate says assault didn't happen. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, here's Sean Penn on the whole Me Too movement. Here he is.
Largely shouldered by a kind of receptacle of the salacious.
What do you mean a receptacle of the salacious?
Well, we don't know what's a fact. In many of the cases, salacious is as soon as you call something a movement that is really a series of many individual accusers, victims, accusations, many, some of which are unfounded. The spirit of much of what has been the Me Too movement is to divide men and women.
And that's totally true, and that's the whole plan of the globalists. And they want to lead the war between men and women. I mean, that's really what's going on here. Whether this woman is real or not, I have my right to say the thing stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, and you do. And, you know, I think that unless she's prepared, you know, she is prepared to testify. Let's make her do it. Or, you know, indulge her in doing it. Let her be heard. Because at this point, this is all we got on the guy. This and some, you know, nebulous story about baseball tickets. No, other than that, let's sit him down, grill him.
Well, I demand that her phone records, because she's making public accusations, everything we release, that she hasn't been contacted by the Democrats before this even happened and, you know, isn't cooking this up, because we know she's being handled by the Democrats now.
Look, if she was contacted by the Democrats before this came out, I don't think that changes anything. I mean, I would not be surprised. How does that change anything? They are desperately looking for any way to derail this justice because they have this partisan belief that he will be the worst thing to ever happen to democracy. Well, you know, I think they're overblowing it. I think they're hysterical about it. But this is what they're going to do. You know,
all right, Mark, I think it's blowing up in their face. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you again real soon.
I look forward to hearing these hearings, man.
What a circus. I'm going to have hearings about a dinosaur raped me 5 million years ago.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I was born in the soul of misery.
Have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell.
All right, Larry Klayman, one of the few lawyers to beat the NSA spy grid, former head of Judicial Watch, founder of it, is our guest. And we're going to get into this whole Kavanaugh situation. You know, I have three daughters, and I know there are men that abuse women. And I think we should look at any time somebody makes an accusation. But if it's 36 years old and the person's a Democratic Party operative, and they've expunged all of their social media networks and their Stanford records, and then all we find is Democrat connections, and they hold it to the 11th hour, and then you've got all this going on. I think it stinks to the highest of the heavens. And I think more women, because I know how the Democrats contact all these databases on this holy jihad, I think this is the beginning. I think more women are going to come out. And then no matter what nominee you bring forward, it's going to happen. That's the tactic. That's what I think is going on. Does she have false memories? Is she confused? Whatever. Statute of limitations. 36 years ago, all 65 women saying Kavanaugh's a gentleman, they don't count. Just the one Democrat. So, and her eyewitness says it didn't even happen. That's not getting any coverage, though. We're going to go to Larry Klayman here in just a moment. Please don't forget that we've got a lot of game-changing products at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, videos, T-shirts, water filtration, air filtration, whatever the best systems are, we have them at the best price. Great non-GMO heirloom seeds, preparedness, a lot of fun gadgetry, optics, sunglasses. Just a lot of high-quality products, thousands and thousands and thousands of products. We have Patriot Points, 5% of every order goes on your Patriot Point account. You got free shipping, order $50 or more. You've got anybody that signs up for auto ship, for supplements, and coffee and things you want to reorder, get an additional 10% off. Cancel anytime. It's for free with your account at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate you funding us, making the broadcast possible. But I've had X2, the Deep Earth Purest Iodine out there, for over 5 years. We had a great seaweed-based one that wasn't as strong, and they used sabotage and stuff to get the company not to sell to us. You've seen what we've been through over the years. This is nothing new. So then we got a DEA-sourced company with an oil company that had deep earth crystals that was used in pharmaceuticals, but it's legal to sell to you as long as it's put into the palm oil, and it's pure iodine, the good halogen. This is the last run because it's hard to source, it's hard to get. They put me over a barrel for the cost. We're trying to source some more. If there is a new X2, it'll have a new name, and it'll be better, or it'll be just as good as this one, but there's no contract now. This is the end of X2. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And we've got a lot of other great products there on the site as well. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, is cold-pressed, known organic herbs to boost energy, stamina, and libido. Very expensive to make. It's like wine. It's aged. It's cold-pressed, so it takes 4 or 5 times the herbs to produce it than powdered herbs. And that is discontinued as well. If we redo it, it'll be reformulated. It's just that it's so expensive to make these because they're so proprietary that we can't do it anymore, and we're working to lower the prices. So we have Super Male Vitality, the last run, 50% off. Super Female Vitality, 50% off. It's excellent. It's amazing. I hope it comes back, but right now this looks like it's the last run of that. And those specials have to end. They have to end this weekend because we're getting close to being sold out of more than half the X2 and the Super Male, so we're going to sell out the rest at the regular price instead of discounted. Super Male, 50%, X2, 25%. Those specials are going to end this weekend. Thank you all for your support. Now, joining us, Larry Klayman. And again, when I get these guests on, these are respected lawyers. Had Mark Randazzo on earlier. He's saying, hey, may it happen, you know, a drunk party, whatever. Hear it out. He says it's on the edge of plausibility, but whatever. Maybe it did happen. My thing is, why is she expunging her records? New article just went up on InfoWars.com. Kavanaugh accuser erased social media history before coming forward, according to reports. We have shots of what she got rid of and shots of what she was able to conceal. So will any of this get called? What's really happening? Larry Klayman, thanks for joining us.
Good to see you, comrade. Good to see you, Alex.
Getting crazy.
Yeah, no, it's insane. And, of course, all of this looks very contrived at the last minute. 36 years old, as you pointed out, but you and I know very well the Republican Party in Washington, D.C., the establishment, and they usually run for the exits in situations like this, and that's what makes this so uncertain, because now there's calls to bring this woman in front of Congress, in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's going to be another dog and pony show. The allegations, however suspect, are worse than with regard to Clarence Thomas years ago. By the way, I love Clarence Thomas, as I do you. He stands for principle, and but I think his chances of confirmation at this point, because of the reality, if they ran this thing through the Republicans, they believe they're going to lose a lot of female votes in the midterm election. And I think there's a good chance they run away from Judge Kavanaugh at this point. Because, you know, they haven't been the most courageous people, to put it diplomatically, in the last many years, which is why they're on the verge of losing control of Congress as we speak. So this is very serious, even though the allegations are suspect. And we live in this world today, like the Salem witch trials. There are legitimate cases, like you said, Alex, with regard to sexual harassment and abuse. I even have some clients that I'm representing in that regard. But there are a lot that are simply made up, and the man is presumed guilty until proven innocent. So this is a very serious situation, and I think if Trump does not get this nomination through this time, it's going to be really up in the air as to whether he gets any other nomination through, given what's going on with Robert Mueller and impeachment reports and everything else. It's not a happy time.
And as you said, the Republican establishment so not need, you've got the Democrats saying, we're not going to confirm him no matter what. And then magically, this all pops up right on time. She's expunging her records, her eyewitness. Kavanaugh classmate says assault didn't happen. The assault claim oozed out of the fetid fever swamp on the left, which has been trying to derail Kavanaugh. One lie after another, the New America has reported. Unable to stop the eminently qualified jurist, Senator Dianne Feinstein sent a stink bomb to the FBI claiming Kavanaugh assaulted a woman while he was in high school. The New Yorker, Ronan Farrow, who was chronicled the sex crimes and outrages of perverts in Hollywood media, got hold of the letter and published its contents. The account is short and lacks details. But now the man, who she says was the witness to it, has come out and said, his name is Mark Judge, one of the classmates who she says was the witness, says that it did not happen. So what do you make of that?
Well, it's helpful, but you know, I'll talk as a lawyer now rather than somebody in my heart who obviously views this as very problematic and suspect, but this guy was involved himself, so you would expect him to deny it as well. But it doesn't matter, and this is the sad part, Alex. Truth doesn't matter anymore. You know that. Look at what people have tried to do with you, with me, with other people who have had principles who stand up, particularly for conservative principles. And that's what's happening to Kavanaugh at this point in time. And now you've got Jeff Flake, the outgoing senator from Arizona, calling for hearings, testimony under oath. You got Susan Collins, who's wavering. You even have Kellyanne Conway in the White House, to some extent, giving support to the woman in statements this morning. Because the atmosphere...
Yeah, what do you make of Conway in the White House? She keeps pulling crap like that, virtue signaling.
Well, you know, the poor woman is between a rock and a hard place. Her husband's obviously out of control. I think he's suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. His membership in the Republican establishment club is in jeopardy because of his wife. And the poor woman, Kellyanne, and I sympathize with her, trying to bend over backwards to keep her marriage together with this lunatic that she's married to. And so she makes statements like that. And it's not helpful to the president. I'm sure the president's not happy this morning.
Well, we knew they'd try to stop Kavanaugh. Now they've made their move. And I think more women are coming. Stay with us.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research. It makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Constitutional lawyer, founder of Judicial Watch, Larry Klayman is our guest. Heads up, freedomwatchusa.org. He's also one of the only, if not the only, lawyer who's beaten the NSA in the federal court. And he's been a strident defender of our republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I think outside the box. I look at communist China, where Apple and Google have moved, where they're helping sense of their own poor population, waging war on our free speech here in America. I see the left out of control, all the excesses of Hollywood. They're real predatory hard-on for the American people. I think about China with the suicide nets at Apple factories, Foxconn. I think about all the things they do. And they build up this thing about women being abused, where if there's a mere allegation, like I said earlier, that dinosaurs engaged in rape 25 million years ago, so we have to blow the planet up. It just becomes a clear political tool. And so I go back to her, why, Larry Klayman, would you expunge your records in college at Stanford? Why would you get rid of your bios everywhere a month ago? Why would you get rid of all your social media? Why would you delete it all? Because it showed activism, and we caught a lot of it as serious, hardcore Democratic Party activism. We found a lot of it in the Google Wayback Machine, which we're adding to the article as it's updated. But again, why not leave those records up? I think this is all very suspect. That A, and then B, as a lawyer, as somebody who's worked in D.C. a lot, how would you counter this if you're the Republicans? Because, I would immediately, if you're just going to have emergency hearings on this, I would demand her basically release her phone records, all of it, to show that she's not been quarterbacking this with the Democrats day one.
Alex, to back up a little bit here, and this is the reality that we live in, as we talked about the cowardness of the Republican Party. But what I would do right immediately up front is to have Kavanaugh take a polygraph examination and let that become public with a reputable FBI polygraph examiner, retired, and have her do the same thing. And polygraphs are fairly accurate. So at least that's one piece of evidence that we could have that would clear this whole thing up. But the Democrats, obviously, this is orchestrated. They were planning it. They hoped to knock Kavanaugh out before. They realized they weren't able to do that, so they were holding this back as their ace in the hole. And it's a very powerful ace in the hole, given the current climate, which is like the Salem witch trials out there, where men are presumed guilty until proven innocent. And again, there are Harvey Weinsteins and there are others who deserve what they got. But in this day and age, a man has little to no rights. And they know that. And they know that this matter is going to scare the heck out of the Republicans, who are going to run exit stage left, no pun intended, given everything going on with social media. And they have a good shot of having this nomination withdrawn because it's going to affect the vote on November 6th in the midterm elections. There are a lot of women out there that are going to be watching this very carefully. And with the highly charged atmosphere we live in today, I'd say the Republicans are in the deep you-know-what, frankly. And the Democrats have outfoxed them yet again. I don't think they're going to stand on principle. I don't think they're going to vote Kavanaugh through without, you know, something more that they can hang on to. And that's why I say both parties should take polygraph tests right now and make it public.
That's a good point. And we know why they're getting rid of her record. Kavanaugh accuser, we now learned, donated to Hillary Clinton 10 times, 60-plus liberal groups. I mean, this woman, and you can see Roger Stone, they're reporting on one of these shows, if you're watching on TV, they absolutely donated the kitchen sink. That is amazing.
Well, yeah, so look where she comes from, Northern California. That's to the left of Beijing, China, currently, today. And we know what you've gone through with Google, YouTube. I go through it as well. I brought a class action suit for Freedom Watch. You can see it at freedomwatchusa.org against Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, Instagram for restraint of trade. The leftist CEOs of these companies want to squeeze any kind of conservative thought, media, or advocacy out of the public discourse because their goal is a leftist takeover of this country. And when they get their politicians in control in Washington, D.C. and around the states and in your hometown, they get favors bestowed upon them, which are going to make them even richer. These people are filthy rich.
Well, I was about to say, that, I mean, the Democrats have always been corrupt out of control, but they have no qualms now. They are just fire-breathing, going for broke, and they are just psychotic. I mean, there's nothing they won't do. I have experienced lies in newspapers around the country that are total fabrications. People go, well, sue them. I can't sue 10,000 publications. They just don't care, too. They're crazed maniacs funded by big foreign banks, funded by the Saudis, funded by George Soros, funded by the EU, and they just don't care. They're just going crazy.
They're Bolsheviks. And if this scam doesn't work with the social media companies who are not only restraining trade in violation of Sherman 1, I'm a former antitrust lawyer, still am. I helped break up AT&T when I was at the Justice Department. It's also monopolization. And if they don't get what they want that way, it's going to resort to violence. We're going to be in the streets. We see that with Antifa, with Black Lives Matter that's going berserk in Dallas.
It's funny you bring that up, because you're an expert. Let's go back to Sherman 1, Sherman 2, and I've had a big law firms involved that concur with what you're saying. People go, oh, it's free market. No, it's not free market when you go into modern communications and block all the conservatives and libertarians and Christians and then deny you're doing it and then brag in internal documents you're doing it. Explain as a lawyer how this is un-American, how it violates the First Amendment. They're going into the digital public commons and basically, like Nazi Germany, saying no conservatives allowed.
It's not true. Yes, it is a violation of the First Amendment, and we have that in our complaint. And you can see it at freedomwatchusa.org. But these companies, I believe, have an agreement between themselves, either explicit by moving.
They admit they do. They've been having secret meetings admitting they meet to coordinate censoring us.
That's a restraint of trade. And you and I are competing not just horizontally with them, but vertically. I mean, I have Freedom Watch TV. You know, I republish what I do on your show We're getting all this out. So Zuckerberg admitted at Facebook months ago in front of Congress that he's competing as a media operation as well as a platform. So there's lots of grounds to move on this in an antitrust way. And, of course, our cowardly do-nothing attorney general, he's got an antitrust division. I'm a proud alumnus when it used to do something. He says, oh, I'm going to have meetings with state's attorney general. You know what? You have an antitrust division. You don't need meetings with state's attorney general.
Clearly, Sessions is spinning his wheels. Trump has all the power to stop this, but the control the globalists have of the Justice Department has green-lighted this purge.
Well, that's right, because Sessions has become the darling of the left, and these companies have stuff on everybody. They're more powerful than the NSA. I mean, they work with the NSA. They hand over information to the NSA. So they can destroy anybody they want with information that they've got. And, of course, Mueller has subpoenaed a lot of it, you know, from these companies. And the politicians in Washington are scared to death of taking them on. It was only you and me and a few others who stood up to them. And we're continuing to stand up to them. And we need the support of the American people, as we had going back to 1776. We need to rise up peacefully and legally, Alex.
Oh, you're right. Folks don't realize how incredible this time is. Larry Klayman, thank you so much. People should support your work. Your lawsuits for freedom at freedomwatchusa.org. God bless you, and thank you.
God bless you, Alex.
Folks, I mean, I cannot state to you how criminal this is, how insane this is, how these globalists are coming after everybody right now. It is just wild. And we're going to start the next hour, and tomorrow we'll be taking calls on this. And we're going to have Tyler Nixon on, and then Owen Schroyer about InfoWars Army taking action politically, peacefully in the streets to get the word out at ball games and church meetings and PTA meetings and city council and state house and federal meetings. You saw what I did a few weeks ago going into the Senate office building and getting in front of those cameras. People said, well, no one's ever done this. Well, I just did it. So the war is now 50 days out. And we'll put that URL on screen for folks so they go to the InfoWars Army. It's important to do that on radio and TV. I think probably the page we built needs to have the URL on it. That's just one of the things I would do, but that's something I said a few weeks ago. We'll see what happens. Now, we're going to start the next hour, but I'm just going to say this. We need your financial support, plus you need T-shirts to wear your colors loud and proud and meet like-minded people. You need the supplements we've got. You need the books, the films. You need the great products we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com hits you right to the supplements page. Survival Shield X2, our best-selling product, no longer available, unfortunately. Our final contract out on that, the best halogen, deep earth crystal, iodine source, Survival Shield X2, amazing. Find out about why they want you to be bombarded with bad halogens, not the good halogen. Pure iodine X2, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And 25% off on it's going to end this weekend. Be back to full price till it sells out. So many great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out today. Sign up for auto shipment, additional 10% off on the items you want to reorder. And there's 5% Patriot points on every order. Stay with us, 3rd hour straight ahead.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.